Now, horse, it's fantastic to see you here at Narrabri. You're part of the Magnificence, which is the Batir experience. Yeah, the visits are great of the elite stars such as yourself and the like, but yeah, it's just great to see Batir's part of it.
Yeah, it's awesome. I went to one Cowra last. Yeah, it was just good to see, you know, a lot of the country people getting around it and learning, I guess, learning about how to help their mates and how to help themselves and stuff that I didn't know before I started part of the Batir stuff. Yeah, it's definitely an awesome road trip that they've been on, and hopefully we can grow it from here on.
It's been great to see the likes of Bitemba, also of course Restore Hope Australia, Victor Foundation, also the Macquarie Foundation and Macquarie Bank getting behind this. I know it's in the off season, but it's been an incredibly long season for yourself. You work for the game as well in the Northern Beaches, but we had a chat with you earlier this year as you were just finishing Super W, picking up the prize and all that sort of stuff. But tell us a little bit about the experience of playing with the Bill Cork Wallaroos in those two test matches, because what I think has been great about it, everybody expects you to get 50 or 60 put on you, but you kept it well and truly under 20, and you know, next year we'll be looking forward to more.
I guess it's been a good year for me. Super W was great, and then getting picked starting for the Wallaroos for the first time, that was awesome. I guess as a player it's pretty disappointing to lose, so in that sense it was disappointing, but I think it was obviously a step in the right direction, and I think we played a lot better style of rugby, and pretty obviously if we keep getting test matches we're just going to get better and better. So playing in Australia was amazing, and the support from the Australian public getting out to ANZ and watching us play there, and yeah, it was awesome. And obviously, as you said, you know, the more test matches we play, the better we can go. Hopefully next year we get a few more in the bank.
Must be a bit frustrating because you've now got a bank of about 3 or 4 weeks where we've seen 8 nations play each other over in Europe. You've seen all these other nations like South Africa and New Zealand play against the Frances and the Wales, and Spain getting a run around as well. Yeah, interesting challenge for women's rugby because, as you know, being a development officer, the sevens is such a massive focus, but you've got to have room for those big skillful girls, may they be tall or maybe wide, to be able to go out there and play 15s as well.
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely, it was hard sitting here watching, I guess, the Northern Hemisphere and New Zealand playing test matches, and obviously some good rugby there with France beating New Zealand. Yeah, it's hard, it's frustrating to sit here, but to be honest, we weren't sitting here. We've been training in pre-season for about a month now. We're still hard at it. Obviously, we want to be playing. Yeah, we're not going to sit back and rest on our laurels. We just want to be better at rugby, and when the chances do come, hopefully we're ready to step up.
And what about Matty Avard? He's been taking the stick out and sort of giving you a bit of a hard time, and if he does that, he should be doing a bit of running around himself.
Yeah, he's obviously, Matty's come on to coach us now. So yeah, he's doing a really good job, and definitely good feedback from the players. And you know, he's probably got a bit of a different approach to previous coaches, but he's very technical and definitely knows what he's talking about. Yeah, he knows when to push us and I guess when to give us a shoulder. So yeah, I would like to see him get out there and do a few runs with us, but nah, he can stick to coaching.
A bit disappointing to lose the Jack Scott Cup this year to your good mate there, Grace Hamilton, and Sydney University. It's been a great rivalry over the last couple of years, and hopefully we'll see the likes of Southern Districts, who had great success in the sevens, move through and play 15s.
I didn't actually play in the final because I had surgery on my finger from the test match against the Kiwis. It was another good game of rugby, and obviously Sydney Union came up with the goods on the day. It's just a rivalry that probably will never end. Yeah, it's a healthy one, and yeah, it's awesome to see that competition, I guess, come to the forefront of women's rugby and for clubs like Southern District alike wanting to enter teams and trying to find ways around their you know, what's holding them back. So hopefully next year we see a couple more teams in that, you know, with the backing of the men's teams behind us. Yeah, it's turning into something pretty special, so it's, yeah, a privilege to be part of that.
Finally, you've been fortunate to be on the books of New South Wales Rugby, but a lot of the girls there are not getting paid at all. A lot of there with the New South Wales Waratahs, also the Wallaroos. You sort of appreciated the couple of grand you got, but certainly Vodafone and Bill Cork make enough money out of the team to be able to chip in a little bit more. Are you talking about yourself and just not worrying about the money aspect of it, or is it something that Rupert's got to get their act together and start looking after the 15-a-side girls a bit better? Because they certainly look after the 7s, they deserve it, but by the same token, 15s is something where the majority of people can play the game.
Pretty touchy subject. You know, everyone, it's a hard issue, and yeah, well, the girls are working, or they're mums, or you know, they're studying, so yeah, it's a hard slog, and in one sense, I think that's what makes women's rugby. You know, everyone's out there grinding, and there's a lot of respect for each other when you do get to play for Australia or get to play for New South Wales, because you're not just playing footy all day, which is, again, which isn't easy either, which I'm not saying that's easy, but yeah, a lot going on. So, I mean, obviously everybody wants us to be paid and full-time athletes. I mean, there's definitely steps in place that's helping that, and it's definitely taken the right direction the last couple of years. So, yeah, hopefully it just keeps growing, and, you know, with the Jack Scott Cup building and Super W getting bigger, it's obvious that it's going to happen in the next couple of years. So yeah, hopefully I'm still running around when that does happen.